All right, so there's a few big games this weekend, none bigger than Georgia and Alabama. We'll do more of a keys to the game thing coming up at 1 o'clock, but here's Kirby Smart talking about what it's going to take to beat Alabama.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that he acknowledged that is true every game, but it is true this game.
You got to outstrain them. Yeah, yo, you gotta outstrain them.
Outstrain them?
Yeah.
Outgain them?
I've heard of
outpain them.
And I've been around this game for so many years. And the first time I ever heard strain was from Dan Quinn.
Okay.
The first time I ever heard it, because I outstrain them. But I mean,
does that mean? Just try harder?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess.
You gotta, because that place is what it is, it's hard to beat this, hard to beat damn Alabama anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in that building, and how explosive they are, you can't get the juices flowing in there, man. Because, I mean, there's nothing that turns that crowd into a frenzy. It's already going to be like that. But you let them hit a big play.
Yeah.
It's going to have that place going. And it's going to get the players' juices flowing.
I'm interested to see a million different things in this game. But game flow is a big part of it. Because when you look at the matchups between these teams, the one that Georgia won went the way that Georgia wanted it to go, right? Mm-hmm. Both teams are kind of slogging through it, straining, right? And then Georgia made some plays in the fourth quarter and was able to win. It was still, I know the final score was big because it was that pick six late, but that was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. The games that Alabama have won have gone like you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They make big plays and they start track speeding away from you. Like, because Georgia, I don't know, maybe Georgia will want to play like that tomorrow.
Well, I think.
Because it seems like they're built to play like that because they beat other teams sometimes.
Right.
But they never play Alabama like that. And maybe there's a reason for that because Alabama likes to play like that too. And this Alabama team certainly does. But like the games that Georgia has lost have all been close for a while.
And then
bang, bang, bang. And then it's over.
Yeah, I mean, the explosiveness of Alabama's offense and their quarterback, I'm sure maybe Texas might be better in the country, but I mean, they make, and you said it yesterday, they don't make 25-yard plays. They make 50-yard plays.
Yeah.
They make 60-yard plays. They got this freshman receiver who is just as too.
Yep.
They got two great running backs. They got a big physical offensive line. They got everything in there. Now, their secondary is still a little young and shaky and everything, but what they're going to do is they're going to play Georgia bump and run. They're going to play Georgia because they don't think they have any playmakers that can get off their bump and run routes and get open before the pressure gets to Carson Beck. That's what they believe. And Bell and all of them, they've got to be able to win their one-on-one. Because Georgia, I would probably guess right now, Georgia's receivers will get more one-on-one opportunities than Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive about that.
Because
Georgia's going to mix it. They want to play zone. And, you know, they want to be aggressive with the cross-dog blitzes. And that's another thing. You can't leave lanes. Because this dude, like, he's like a damn bomb when he gets a damn lane.
Yep.
It's vroom!
Even in a passing play, he sees that hole. He's
gone.
I mean, he's green light to go on every single play, and he's done it. He's got more carries than anyone on their team through three games. Now, some of those are scrambles and stuff like that, but he's averaging damn near 5 yards a carry. And that's in college where they take away rushing yards when you get sacked.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, they got a good run game,
and he's
too.
He's not getting sacked this year he did last year.
No, he's not.
He's not getting sacked.
Because he's playing way smarter.
Yes.
It's amazing, and he got better as the year went on last year for sure, and I'm sure the offensive staff that they had was a good staff and was doing good things with him. But, like, it's amazing what a better quarterback he looks like already just being in that DeBoer system, because that's what the DeBoer system does.
And he figures out, and he's getting better at that. We talked about the intermediates, the crossing routes and all. He's working his way through that too, man.
Yep. All right, we'll get back into that this deep and deeper in about half an hour. There's some other games I wanted to mention, of course, as there are some big games on Saturday. Illinois and Penn State.
Which Illinois teams should show up?
Well, I think that they're going to be tough, but I think Penn State's better than them.
I think what
Penn State team shows up? Because this to me also still doesn't feel like one of the ones that Penn State loses, right? Penn State still wins this game. Just like the week one when we're like, I don't know, it's going to be emotional against West Virginia and all that. Nah, Penn State still wins these.
Yes.
They lose when they play Ohio State and Michigan
later
in the year. And I think they can probably beat Michigan too.
I think Ole Miss beats the hell out of Kentucky.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think Lane's going for the jugular.
Yeah, and as much as Georgia played that kind of sloggy game against Kentucky.
Yeah.
Ole Miss doesn't play games like that against mediocre teams. No, and Kentucky's a mediocre team.
They're going to beat the hell out of them.
I think so, too.
I think Louisville's going to give Notre Dame a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give them a lot of problems.
That's going to be an interesting
one. I think they're going to give them a lot of problems.
They're off to a really good start. I had forgotten who their quarterback was. A guy named Tyler Shuck, who I'm pretty sure was the backup for Justin Herbert at Oregon. Like, this guy's been in college for a million years. Now he's in Louisville. I mean, he's always been good when he's been healthy. He just can't stay healthy. And they got the Ja'Cory Brooks, the wide receiver. receiver from Bama, too, there in Louisville doing some things. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a really good game.
Oregon's back in action. Oklahoma going to Auburn.
Who's Oregon got? UCLA?
Yeah, Oregon's
going to beat the hell
Oregon's
out of them.
Oklahoma is going to Auburn.
That game's going to suck.
And then I saw one real quick. I didn't realize Kent State got the hell beat on by BYU last
year. The hell beat on by BYU. Did you see that punt return that the BYU kid had?
Dude. Just.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have probably picked it up in the first place. But then all the Kansas State guys took each other out.
But that's what I'm saying.
And then he puked after he scored a touchdown.
I didn't see the puke
part.
Yeah,
he threw up. Oh. Yeah, no, BYU beating 34-7. Yeah. That game could have had a little bit more juice if both of those teams would have won last week. But Oklahoma State lost to Utah, and Kansas State lost to BYU. Yeah, so.
That's it. Because I'm looking at the rest of the games. Meh.
I like Washington State, Boise State. That'll be interesting.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Boise State's got that excellent running back, Gene T.
You think he's a first-round pick?
I don't know. I think probably. Well, I mean, you think he's if there's any running backs that are first-round picks, him and Quinshon. Yeah.
Oh, not even Oklahoma State.
He's not playing well this year. Ollie Gordon's not having a good year. I don't know why. I don't know if he's injured or what it is, but he's not off to a good start. And then Washington State's quarterback, John Mateer, is good. Yeah. Like, that guy... He's going to put up numbers. I don't know that he'll be at the Heisman ceremony, but he's going to put up Heisman-type numbers.
That's about it.
Oregon plays their first Big Ten game.
At UCLA.
Against UCLA.
At UCLA.
At the Rose Bowl. That makes sense.